South African businesses play a very important role in ensuring that we achieve greater inclusivity in the workplace. We're going to be unpacking this in a bit more detail, especially where it relates to some of the decisions and questions that need to be made in South African businesses. I'm joined on the line by management consultant and manager at Kearney Africa, Jeannie Faree, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Jeannie, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Where do South African businesses sit in terms of responsibility towards achieving inclusivity and empowering women?
Thanks for having me, Jimmy. And I think it's such an interesting question to unpack, because South African businesses, of course, are fundamentally responsible for driving our economy. And women, as 50% of the population, play a large role in this. So if we think about how we want to drive economic growth, that inclusion question and making sure that it's representative is fundamentally part of what a company should be looking at.
Jeannie, companies often have empowerment directives across racial lines, and now most recently we've seen the inclusion of these objectives across gender-based lines. Is that enough from a business perspective to ensure that we're having more representation within businesses, or is it that something else can be done and potentially should be done by businesses to ensure that they do more?
And look, I think targets are always one part of the story, and it's definitely a step in the right direction to also start thinking about meaningful targets that can be driven within organizations themselves, of course relevant to the sector. Because what we've seen, and I think what we also saw in our recent study, is that while at board level, we're seeing almost 40% representation by women in South Africa, which is fantastic. It's absolute progress. We're still lagging behind when it comes to that senior leadership, executive level female representation. And that's ultimately who steers the ship. So having some targets in place for that can definitely help hold leadership accountable. But beyond that, it also comes down to how it's implemented. And at business level, having the CEO, having the leadership team actually set stretch targets. And it's something that I think we've seen in a number of organizations, that although they are targets below board level, they're often not truly a stretch. So having that in mind, putting it into practice, can definitely move us from conversation to actual meaningful progress.
Jeannie, you touched on the fact that 50% of the population are women, and I suppose that speaks to things around the workplace pipeline, things around the responsibilities that now are assigned to the individuals that sit in various roles, but also it speaks to the talent pool. Clearly, it means that the talent pool, especially when we're hiring the best suited candidates for the job, now needs to look at what it is that everybody brings to the table and not necessarily take a biased view based on some of those quotas and objectives that we spoke about earlier.
And you're 100% right, Jimmy. I think this is always a question about who's best for the job. And we should move away from thinking about a quota, rather think about a target. A target takes the emotion out of it. You would have a revenue target, you'd be absolutely fine with it. It's about how do we meet it in a meaningful way. And I think that's where it also comes down to the pipeline conversation. Because very true, if we're talking a roughly half the population and we also look at how women actually perform in academic settings, there we often actually see more tertiary graduates. We see women graduating with more advanced degrees. And yet, when it comes into translating that into the workforce, that's often where it falls short, which leaves us with the sad reality that society appears to be better at educating women than actually trusting them with authority.
If you're just tuning in, we're in conversation with Jeannie Faree of Kearney Africa to take a look at the responsibilities that businesses in South Africa hold towards ensuring that empowerment and inclusion are achieved where it relates to women in businesses. Jeannie, I want to take a look at something you touched on around the ability to educate women and the talent pool that that then creates. We're also seeing that regardless of whether we're looking at men or women, we're seeing that in the South African context, a lack of opportunity has forced qualified professionals to perhaps seek employment outside the borders of South Africa. And I want to take a look at that as something that could potentially be dangerous towards the South African economy, losing that kind of talent, whether we're looking at losing that level of talent, regardless of whether it is male or female, especially female, where there is an underrepresentation already. We can can ill afford to lose the little talent we already have.
And there I fully agree. I think South Africa is at a point where we absolutely need to be targeted in how we drive growth. We've been in a depressed growth situation for far too long, and a big part of turning that around is skills. We have many skilled people. I think we have a lot of very rare skills as well, but we need to be strategic in how we actually drive the economic growth to also retain those individuals. Because if you do have a highly skilled person, it's only natural that they're going to look for the best possible opportunity to add value. So it's a bit of a chicken and an egg situation, but to your point, I think it's fundamentally important that South Africa looks at how we create sustainable employment that's also going to keep our top candidates here, keep them excited, and want them to be part of what can be a phenomenal growth story.
Jeannie, many women have said in businesses or in companies that they are a part of that they often feel invisible, they feel unseen where it relates to their contributions. And I know that for some, this would be considered a stereotype, but for some women, this is a stark reality that they're still faced with and confronted with, depending on the sectors that they operate in. How do we address that? How do we change that perception, whether it's in the companies themselves or just generally as a South African society?
And that's such a good question, because it's not something that's easy to solve. I think a lot of it comes down to conversation, and both men and women being aware of perhaps a unintended bias, something that they don't even know they have, or something that is preventing them from making someone else feel truly seen. Because I'm sure many men also feel this way. I don't think it's women alone, but to your point, often it can be biased that way. And especially in male-dominated industries, I work in the energy industry. I was in engineering for almost 10 years before starting at Carney as a management consultant. I was often the only woman in the room. And it was never that the door was closed to me. It was more around how hard you had to work for the trust when you are the other, which I don't think is unfair. I think people are naturally risk averse. But having the conversations and doing that as you move through the employment pipeline is important, because then everyone on both sides of the gender, and this is not a sides conversation, we're all together in this, understand the small things they can do to ultimately pull in everyone and then work together to be far more efficient and effective.
Jeannie, before I let you go, can we take a look at the African continent in a broader context? South Africa has some of its own challenges around how it is that we're addressing the inclusion conversation, but broadly on the African continent, South Africa sits in a unique position in that it is potentially the most industrialized economy on the continent, and therefore perhaps some of the other African countries look towards South Africa for leadership and almost to set an example in how it is that we move the continent forward as a whole. What then should be the focal point of businesses in South Africa if we are to look at achieving greater inclusion and look at recognizing women for the valuable contributions they give towards not just businesses, but the economy as a whole?
And here I think it ultimately comes down to how you move from that board level with visibility, because this is something that we are seeing progress in, and it's something to celebrate today on Women's Day. But making the same impact in leadership, those individuals that are actually making the decision on Monday morning around where the money gets spent, if we can show the same incredible increase there and drive that level of inclusion, I think that will set the example that's needed for the rest of the continent.
Speaking of examples, Jeannie, what would be a good example for the next generation to look forward to take away from the changes that are being made in businesses? Where do we leave these good examples? Because it's one thing to do this and have these changes effective in the now, but it's more important to have it translate into a generational change that fundamentally shifts how things are done going forward.
And it's such an interesting question, because I think what we do now will fundamentally set that example for the future and make that shift easier. Ideally, we get to a point where we stop having these conversations because gender parity is the norm. And the more you see women in leadership, you see women that role model, you see women throughout the ranks that you can aspire to be, and this is for both men and women, because men can also have female role models. The more that becomes the norm, the more it gets entrenched in how we work.
Making inclusivity conversations the norm such that we don't have to have them as special conversations anymore, but that they are an ingrained part of who it is that we are. That is the ultimate goal we should all be striving for. That's where we're going to leave the conversation for now. Thanks so much to Kearney Africa's Jeannie Faree for joining us to take a look at achieving inclusivity in businesses and what it is that businesses hold as a responsibility towards empowerment.